Good morning. It's December 11th, and welcome to Doing Life, daily devotions for finding peace in stressful times. This is the audible companion of the book by the same name. Today's title is Total Redo. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. 2 Corinthians 5:17, ESV. We, in sequential moments, possibly of insanity, decided mutually to redo our kitchen, pantry, and utility room. My wife seemed much more attuned than I to the degree of disruption which we might expect in our daily routine. In short, this type of project, properly done, will transform your family home into the psychological equivalent of, maybe a bomb shelter in London during the Blitz? There was a month of planning and visitation by an assortment of experts in their fields. Then the actual work began. First, everything in the rooms to be redone had to be removed in boxes and stored anywhere outside the construction zone. How the contents of a kitchen can completely fill our dining room and much of another bedroom is truly beyond me. Next, the new appliances arrived and were installed. Then the countertop people arrived and ripped out the old counters, backsplash, and island surface, replacing them with the quartzite weighing about, 70,000 pounds. That's the equivalent of a 767 fully loaded, right? The vapors from the glue for that particular procedure drove the dog, cat, and any humans in the area back into the deeper recesses of the house for 48 hours or so. Then 46 cabinets and drawers were converted to hidden hinges, which left the sliding doors within all the cabinets unable to clear the open doors. Thus, the drawers all had to be rebuilt as well. Next, the cabinets and drawers were all removed to be power sanded, molding removed, etc., etc. The kitchen was taped off with plastic sheeting in a futile attempt to keep the dust from settling literally everywhere in the house. The taping off the kitchen meant preventing use of the dog and cat doors, access to the litter box in the garage, access to the refrigerator, microwave, etc. Add to unhappy animals underfoot the incessant whine of power tools for 12 hours a day. Once the days of prep were finished, primer was applied, rendering the olfactory assault of the countertop glue a distant and insignificant memory. After days of drying, subsequent coats of paint were applied, cabinets rehung, drawers refitted, and the entire area cleaned meticulously. Finally, all of the stuff that had miraculously been evicted from the kitchen had to somehow fit back in it. Finally, voila, a new kitchen is reborn after only 2 months. As involved as a kitchen can be, needless to say, it pales in comparison to the complexities of a human being. And yet, a human can be reborn, made a brand new creation, transformed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. 1 Corinthians 15:51, New King James Version. The moment we accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, we are saved by grace through faith. While death was once every man's inevitable price for rebelling against his Creator, in 1 second that can change forever. Christ took our sins on himself and paid the price. He did all the work for us, and now that work is finished. No amount of rule following or moral behavior is required for salvation and eternal life, for we could never be good enough no matter how hard we tried. The only requirement is to acknowledge our sinfulness, accept the gift of forgiveness offered through Christ's sacrifice, and allow the Spirit to indwell and guide us from that moment on. As Paul told the Galatians, we have been crucified with Christ, and now it is no longer we who live in the flesh, but Christ who lives in us. Galatians 2:20. A total redo on all or part of a house takes a tremendous amount of work. People who seek to understand Christians often have a misunderstanding that it takes a tremendous amount of work in reforming their behavior before they have any hope of living a new and better life. They think they just aren't and can never be quite good enough. That is just completely and utterly incorrect. Christ's finished work on the cross means that he did the work for us. Becoming more Christ-like after we come to believe means allowing the Spirit within us to guide our attitudes and behavior. It's less like work and more like a privilege. It becomes what we desperately want to let Christ do through us. If you're reading this and feel lost, alone, or directionless in your life, there is an answer. Jesus can do a total redo on you in the time it takes for you to ask him for help. Dear Heavenly Father, we love you. Thank you that Christ has done the work for us, the work we could never do on our own, to make us righteous before you. Holy Spirit, guide us as we seek to help others see there is a way to become new for everyone, no matter what you think of your worth. Amen. We'll see you tomorrow.